fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
You're listening to Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
Morena Penny.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
We're wonderful. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Oh, it's so nice to have you back on board.
It's so good to be back.
Oh, we've missed you. And we've got a great little avant-garde label with a hilarious name to talk about today.
We have. It's quite interesting because I'm a big follower of Instagram, and there's a group of people that are associated with this club called the Wrath Club in London.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of like the new club kids in a way. And
wow.
This is how I stumbled across this label. And it's put together by Hannah Rose Dalton and Stephen Raj Baskaran. And it's called Matière Fécale in French, but Fecal Matter in English.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. That's enough to make a splash. But then when you actually look into their clothes, these are fascinating and gorgeous.
Yeah, great pieces.
Yeah, yeah. So they've just had their second show at Paris Fashion Week, second couture show, called Hannah, which is named after one of the founders. The explanation is Dalton's everyday experience of navigating public scrutiny and intolerance inspired a collection rooted in the idea of resilience and the right to be different.
Mm.
So for listeners who aren't familiar with this label, the founders shave their heads. They normally wear kind of big black eye makeup, but they're kind of very individual, and they see themselves that, you know, no gender. It's kind of alien-esque. It's all about silhouette. Mm-hmm. They do things like accentuate their shoulders up. It's quite a fascinating thing. And their whole thing is actually about having people kind of like be fascinated by them, but also kind of, you know, because it's such against the norms of beauty, that's kind of how this label came about, was because they really wanted to kind of accentuate, you know, what we consider to be ugly and then but name it beauty and that sort of thing. And you're right, the clothing for this collection is incredible. So
it is.
When you look at it and you look at the silhouette, it's like cinched in waists, but, you know, they'll be wearing a pastel pink suit that's almost like Dior or you know, Chanel.
I was going to talk to that one, that one, because it's gorgeous. It could be like a little Chanel pink cutie suit, but they've made the shoulders like huge. And
yeah.
So it's just, yeah. It's so interesting to look at it and kind of be familiar with it, but be like, what's happening there?
Yeah. And it makes you like, you know, just look again, like you say.
Mm.
And they have, you know, all their models were, you know, there's a lot of diversity.
Mm-hmm.
They also had this motif of a cross across a lot of their, you know, pieces. And that's because Stephen was brought up Mormon and Hannah Rose was born up and, you know, went to Sunday school in a Christian background. So, you know, they're kind of rebelling against that as well. And they have this incredible trench coat that I'm just totally in love with. That's leather and really amazing. You know, not something that you could wear around town in Auckland, but it's pretty fantastic.
I'm looking at it right now. Gosh,
yeah,
that's gorgeous.
Yeah, I really love their aesthetic. And Hannah Rose Dalton's actually, she was born in New Zealand but moved to Montreal when she was about 5 months old. And her and Stephen met while they were studying fashion design in Montreal. And Fecal Matter kind of became a name for their affordable clothing line that they sold on Depop, and they customized and upgraded clothes.
Wow.
And one of the things they did was they, you know, kind of like upcycled jeans and kind of ripped them to shreds and that sort of thing. And Madonna has every color that they released.
Awesome. Nice.
And if you go to the Depop website, you can get an idea of what clothing they were making then. You know, so they've been around for a little while, but it's really good to see that they've evolved into, you know, a couture high fashion label. Lady Gaga was dressed by them at Coachella.
Mm-hmm.
they also created these fascinating shoes that are just like really weird, and they're called skin shoes. And if you remember that Alexander McQueen alien shoes that look like, you know, when you're a kid and you draw high heels on a girl, and she had, it was like an A, and that's what the Alexander McQueen alien shoes look like. These guys created these skin shoes that are kind of somewhat similar, but they have a curved heel, and they're in a skin color, and they look really freaky. But in this collection, Hannah, they've collaborated with Kristen Louboutin, and they've created these shoes that have that heel, and they're really beautiful. Like, I don't know how many people could walk in them, but
I've been obsessed with this. I've noticed that's kind of becoming a bit of a trend, that weird heel shape. And they look hard to walk in. I like this review of the show. It says, they're talking about the shoes, and it says, while visually striking, prove punishing for some of the models to walk in.
And I mean, we've seen that before with, you know, like Vivienne Westwood and Naomi Campbell falling over in those, very high shoes. But, it's about the aesthetic and the silhouette and that sort of thing. I just find them really fascinating because I love the fact that they have found each other and they're really true to who they want to be. And, you know, both of them, like Hannah Rose Dalton, went to a private school, and from a young age, like I found an article about her when she was about 14 or 15, where she was really kind of quite disgusted in the fashion industry, and about how, about child labour and sweatshops, and about waste in the fabric industry and dyes that are harmful for the environment. And they've really kind of like, and Stephen have really come together and really believe and are true to their kind of, their ethics. And I think that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I think there's nothing better than designers who kind of take a more critical look at the fashion industry and don't just become another victim of kind of playing along and pretending it's all fine.
Yeah, and they also have worked for Rick Owens, and they're really close with Rick Owens, Michelle Annie, who, you know, I don't know, I love that aesthetic as well. I mean, of course, I am going to love that aesthetic. But it's quite interesting because when they moved to Paris, this is Hannah and Stephen, in many articles, they talk about how they thought they were going to go there and the fashion industry was going to accept them, and it was all going to be, everyone was free and doing what they wanted and being who they wanted to be and sort of that sort of thing. And they found it to be quite the opposite. So it's been kind of quite a struggle for them. So it's really nice to see that they've come through that but still stayed true to themselves.
Oh, a story of staying true to yourself. That's so beautiful. Everyone check out this collection. It's worth looking at.
Just their style is incredible.
It's a visual delight.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty cool.
They're so interesting to look at. A lot of the models were wearing full black contact lenses. Which is, that makes you look twice.
That's a bit terrifying.
That reminds me of The Prodigy.
oh my god. Totally. Yeah.
Too true.
Yeah.
Total alien aesthetic. They have another, there's another kind of person that's in this circle who was the guy that created the Raff Club called Palmer Ham, and I've followed him for quite a long time. And FKA Twigs is in this kind of group as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very cool. I love learning about little groups like this.
Little weirdos.
All the freaks.
Yep.
love it. Oh, awesome. So cool. Thank you so much, Penny.
Thank you, Penny. And we'll touch base next week.
Yeah, take care.
All right,
take
you too. Bye.
Bye.
That was Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.